WJ, testing, testing.
Informer TLP, sound like your audio level came up some.
We've switched EchoLink over to my EchoLink repeater from Dave's, and this is the initial testing of it up on the repeater. So that's what you're experiencing right now, is I'm on EchoLink from my phone, and we're testing it against the repeater right now to see how it's working through my system versus his. So
the issues are still coming from the repeater itself. I don't think it's anything to do with the EchoLink. I think that's okay, but the issues we're hearing are coming from the repeater.
Gotcha. Okay.
N4ZLK, where are you located?
85, and yeah, the repeater was when I was at home, even. Lots of interference going on, or just maybe it's conditions and repeater.
Yeah, you're partially holding the repeater, but very staticky. I'm at 290 and almost 85.
Is that any better?
Yeah, that's better.
Or less. It gets me just about anywhere around town except for a couple spots. So, yeah, there's definitely conditional RF going on.
Good morning. So, I guess EchoLink is now on here at my house.
24 hours a day, doesn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. So, it's cool. I got good infrastructure here, so my internet is always up. I haven't lost internet since I moved here. AT&T fiber is pretty darn reliable, so I have to give them kudos on that.
Broadcast, well, it's internet, but if it's broadcasting from your antenna there at your house, I'm assuming that's what happens. I'm not sure. I know it comes through the internet to your location. Normally your signal's really good, but there is a lot of noise on it right now, but I don't think it's the EchoLink related.
I'll go out and check my connections just to make sure. Maybe something happened to the tape or something, and some water got in one of the connections out there at the lightning arrestor or something. I don't know.
Everybody's sounding the same way, so I don't really think it's yours.
Actually, a little better than Terry's that time. Terry was worse, but I think it happens like this every once in a while. So, anyway, appreciate you doing that, Scott, and taking over the net management position. I appreciate you helping out that way.
No problem. I do what I can.
Gonna have to. Okay, mobile.
Curious about one thing. Is that run to a set?
November 2, Sierra, Whiskey, Juliet, disconnected.
He might have gone away. I was just curious, is that run through a separate 2-meter radio?
Answer that. And I wonder why it would announce like that, unless that's the main system announcing disconnected.
Listen to Mount Mitchell very often, but I think that anytime anybody logs into EchoLink, it announces it and also announces when they disconnect.
Actually, I have heard that before. I've never heard it on our repeater. Repeater, not our repeater.
Turned ours up yet, have
we? I don't even know where ours is.
That off? Or what?
Thing's still connected.
EchoLink, I'm on my regular radio now.
Well, it announced something about EchoLink disconnecting, so it may have been when you disconnected.
Because when I disconnected my phone, It did do that when I was in testing. It would announce when I connected and when I disconnected off of Echo.
Romeo 4, India, Uniform, Bravo, disconnected.
It didn't do, or different than what it used to be. It never used to announce when someone connects or disconnects, but I guess that's personal preference if you want it on there or not.
I don't care. It's just something that was different in the configuration between what I set up and what he set up, what Dave had set up. I don't have any kind of preference either way. So I'm happy to take the general consensus of the population.
What I want to check with the club about that is if their repeater, see what the club decides. I have been a member of the club. I didn't renew this year. I need to, I guess. But, yeah, I wouldn't want to be responsible for making that decision by myself.
I'm just curious, does that run through your radio or through a separate 2-meter radio?
My rig, but I bought a separate 2-meter radio to run through. So now I have it running through a separate 2-meter radio.
Okay, I was assuming that's how it probably works.
Runs through a Raspberry Pi and then feeds into a DigiRig, and the DigiRig is running the radio.